OOBLUE.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a gorgeous morning. And I know a lot of you with the cooler weather will get out there today and do a little bit of yard work. Perfect. Absolutely perfect for that type of weather. Plants that are in bloom right now that will continue to bloom if you do a little bit of pruning. If you have a plant called a butterfly bush, and butterfly bush will live from Maine to California and all the way to Florida. So it's a kind of a national plant. Butterfly bush is in bloom right now. And it's a spike-type flower. Looks like a miniature snapdragon. But your first bloom that appears on the plant will produce a flower anywhere between, 7 and 10 inches in length. And they come in white and yellow and pink and purple. When that flower spike goes by, if you take your pruners and you remove it, the plant will make two new flowers right where you remove the faded blossom. These flowers will be smaller, probably around 6 inches, but you'll have two of them. And when those go by, if you prune those, the plant will make about 4 inches in length. So if you're looking for a great summer flowering plant from Maine to California, look for the butterfly bush. And it gets its name because the butterflies absolutely love it. And it will grow up 6-7 feet, sometimes even taller. They like a lot of sun. And they're a wonderful, wonderful plant for you to have on your property at this time of the year. The other plant that's really coming into all of its glory now is the Rose of Sharon. And for those of us that live in a colder climate, Rose of Sharon is our version of the hibiscus plant. If you go down to Florida, down into Texas and in the southern states, they can plant hibiscus as part of their landscaping. Well, in the north, we can't because our winters are just too strong, but we have the Rose of Sharon. All kinds of colors, they can be used as individual plants. You can put them in rows and use them for privacy hedges, but they bloom during late July, all of August, and into September, sometimes even into October. So those are two good plants. Go down to your local nursery. We talked about the Annabelle hydrangea, the PG hydrangea. We'll add the butterfly bush and the Rose of Sharon to your summer flowering shrubs. And they'll bloom nonstop. And most of these do not have any problem with insects or diseases. Let's go to the phone lines. Oatman, who's up next?
Let's talk to Pauline about her blueberry bush.
Pauline, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a blueberry bush, and
I planted it in May, and it was growing beautifully. And with all the rain, and I thought I was doing a good thing, putting it down at almost the bottom of a little hill, because water drains down there.
Yeah.
And all the leaves have just turned brown.
Okay. Is it sitting in water, Pauline?
Right now.
Yes.
The water's draining away now. It's starting to dry up, but it was sitting in water.
Yeah. What I would do is right now, hopefully the wet season is done. I mean, we just broke a record. We went 6 days in a row without rain. And we haven't had that since May. So, I mean, it's been really nice to see the sun for more than one day at a time. So what I would do is this. When you go outside next time, walk up to the plant, and the new stems near the tips of the branches, take your fingernail and scratch through the bark. And if it's green underneath the bark, the plant's okay. And what you may want to do is either now or wait until next spring would be to dig up the plant and relocate it so that it's not sitting in a wet area. Your wild blueberries will grow in a moist area, but they really don't like to sit right in water. And if that's the only place that you have, then what you do is dig the plant out of the ground, set it to one side, and get a wheelbarrow full of soil, or you could buy a couple of 50-pound bags of topsoil from your local nursery. Open the bags, dump them on top of the ground, and then plant your blueberries on top of a hill, a little mound. And that will get the roots out of the wetness, and they'll do a lot better. So just by planting them on a mound, I had a friend that lived in Ohio, and they loved rhododendrons, but Ohio has a lot of clay. And the only way that he could grow rhododendrons was in a mound. He cut out his bed, he had some soil delivered, created a raised bed about 6 to 10 inches higher than the rest of the yard, and planted everything in these mounds of soil, and the rhododendrons did great. If he planted them up against the foundation of the house, because of the amount of clay, they all slowly fell apart. But when he did it in a raised mound, they did very, very well. And that's what you're going to need to do with the blueberries if this is the only place. But just get a couple 50-pound bags and set your plant on top of the ground and put the soil around it. But make it so that it's at least 12 inches in width all the way around the plant. Don't make like a bump, because then everything will roll off of it. You need to level it off a little bit. Thank you, Pauline. Oatman, who's up next?
Well, here's John. You want to talk about red onions.
Okay. John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, thanks for the years of great information and advice that's given our greater family advantages and a quality of living that no other media program has ever afforded us. Grateful to take the call today. Got some red onions that I've grown from about 80 sets that I bought down in Charleston area last year, and they've all grown, and they're all harvested now, except about 5 or 6 of them to produce large global bunches of white, what appear to be seeds at the ends of their central leaf. Is it possible to gather these and dry them and use them for next year's onion crop? The onions are out of this world.
I'm so glad you called, because during the break, Oatman and I were talking about onions. He's planted his first garden, and he was telling me what he had in his garden. And he was telling me that some of his onions were making a flower on the top of it. And I was telling him that onions produce seeds with that flower, and that's what you are getting. Now, the flower could be white, it could be pink, and as the flower matures and is pollinated by the bees and by the wind, it will produce seeds in little pods in the cluster in the shape of a ball on top of that foliage. And what you want to do is when the flowers turn brown and that seed pod begins to dry, then what I've done in the past, and it works real, real good, cut off the flower and put it in a brown paper bag, like one that you would pick up at the supermarket, okay? Leave the bag fully open, put the onion flowers in the bag, and then put them in your garage or in the tool shed, someplace where it's not damp, and they'll continue to dry and mature. And then what I do is I close the bag when I see that they're pretty well dried, roll it up, give it a real, real good shake, and the seeds will break out of that those little pods. And then you can put them down on a piece of newspaper and with your hand just kind of roll them, and that will open up any of the pods that haven't cracked open to free the seeds. And now you've got seeds for next year. Now, if you have onions with blooms in your garden, when they make a flower, they're all done growing. Pull them up and let's start eating. And onions that flower don't store as well during the winter as onions that do not flower. When they bloom, they're under stress and they're making seeds for next year. So pick them and let's eat them or grow them for the seed.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful sunny day. Blue sky, nice cool dry air, great day to get out in that yard and do a little bit of work. Oh, I did get a couple of emails this week from some of you that have lilies. And if you have either the Oriental, the Asiatics, the trumpet-type lilies, and you're starting to see that the foliage is being chewed, and you're seeing this little red beetle on those lilies. That's called the Asiatic lily beetle, and they will kill your bulb, your bulb itself. They normally start in the spring, so they probably just found them in your garden. But they have several generations. The first generation just eats foliage and mates and lays eggs that are yellow in color in rows underneath the foliage. The second generation from those eggs that hatch are really vicious, vicious eaters, and they're soft. And they're more rounded, and all they do is eat. And when you look at them, they're almost black in color. And when you go to pick them off your leaves, your fingertips are all, ugh, what is this stuff? Well, what it is that the insect is eating so fast, he's going in one end and coming out the other. And it's poop. It sticks to the insect. And it's a way that it keeps the predators from going after it. Well, when it matures and it turns to the red shell beetle, where it's more noticeable, the second generation will bore into the stem and down the stem into the ground and eats the bulb in the ground. And your lilies just disappear. The only product on the market that will eliminate this Asiatic lily beetle is made by Bayer. It's called Tree and Shrub. And you use 1 ounce per gallon of water. It's not on the label. It's brand new. But 1 ounce of Tree and Shrub per gallon of water. Put it in your watering can. Pour it all over the foliage. And then add some to the ground. I do it to my lilies. I put about a pint of liquid around each plant. And it will keep those plants free of insects for 12 months. It's a great product. It does wonderful. And it's the only thing that will control the Asiatic lily beetle. If you don't kill it, your bulbs will be eaten during the fall season. Okay, Oatman, who's up next?
Well, Alex's crabapple tree is dying. Maybe you can help him out.
Okay. Alex, tell me what's happening to your crab tree.
Okay. Are we here?
Yes.
All right. I got this crabapple tree that has the little crabapples. And then in the fall, the robins come and clean it out.
Yes.
Well, this spring, I noticed a couple of dead branches on top. And for the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks, all the leaves are falling down.
Are the leaves spotted, or are they falling off the tree green?
They're falling off brown, you know, kind of brownish, deadish.
Okay, and it's happening uniformly throughout the whole tree.
Right.
Okay. A couple of things I want you to do, Alex. I want you to go out there today. And on the ends of the branches where the growth is new from this year, take your fingernail, scratch right through the bark, and see if the foliage, if the wood part of your branch is white. If it's brown or there's some black in it, then you've got a problem. The other thing that you can do is take a pair of pruners and cut off a branch that's maybe 6 to 10 inches long. Don't take the whole branch, but just some of the tip. And take the end of your pruner, scratch off some of the bark so that you can examine the wood. And then take the sharp part of your pruner and see if you can split the stem in half. And look at the center of the branch. If the center of the branch has got some black or brown streaking in it, then you've got a disease that's inside the plant. And that's not good. If it's nice and clean and white, then it's a foliage disease caused by the weather. Varieties of crabs, especially the older ones, tend to get more leaf diseases, but they'll come back next year.
Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft, visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231 is the number that will work together to solve some of your problems. Oatman, who's up next?
We could talk to Helen about her Blue Point Juniper.
Helen, good morning and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question was, I have a Blue Point Juniper, which has turned brown all on the bottom. However, it seems to be spreading in different areas of the plant.
What I want you to do, Helen, is go out there today with a sheet of white paper. And I want you to put the white paper underneath some of the foliage where it's brown or maybe blue and brown. And with your fingertips, tap some of the branches and debris will fall on the white paper that you're holding underneath those leaves. And then I want you to just to hold it still and you're probably going to see these little specks that have fallen from it start to move. It sounds to me like you have an insect called a mite. MITE. Sometimes they're red spider mite, but it's a little spider type insect, and they love thick evergreen plants. So sheet of white paper under the branches, tap it, and when little debris falls, just look at it, and if you see a move, then you know you have red spider. The best product for red spider that I have found is called horticultural oil. All of the nurseries sell it. It's a highly refined paraffin, like a waxy type oil. You mix it with water, you spray it on your plant, and it plugs up the pores in the skin of the insect. The insect can't sweat, it can't breathe, and it suffocates and it dies. And what's nice about horticultural oil, most of your chemical type products are designed to kill the adults. Well, the eggs hatch and then you get a whole new infestation. The horticultural oil will kill the adults, the young, and they suffocate the eggs so that the eggs can't hatch. And it's very good. And I use it indoors during the winter on houseplants. I don't want to use any chemical sprays because all the windows are shut. And not only is the insect breathing the chemical, but you're in the house with the heat on and you're breathing all of the fumes. So I use horticultural oil and it works wonderful. So give it a try. But just spray the whole plant and about 10 days, 2 weeks later, do it again. And to help it out, a little shot of a fertilizer. Buy something like Hollytone and feed it. And that will help the plant to produce new growth to replace the one that was hurt with the foliage. Now, the other thing that I do, before you apply the horticultural oil, take the garden hose and put a full blast pressure into the plant to try and wash as many of the insects off the plant as possible, and then spray the plant and the ground with the product, and it will work even better. Thank you. Okay, Oatman, who's up next?
Let's go to Eldon about his hydrangea.
Eldon, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning. Good.
We were just up in your area last week at Ogunquit and visited Kennebunk, and you have a beautiful ivy there.
Thank you. It is. It really is gorgeous.
My daughter has a hydrangea.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about 3-4 feet high. The leaves are nice and green, but it hasn't bloomed once.
Okay.
And
this is one of the...
And it's been about a little more than half the day.
Okay. Is it one of the blue-colored ones?
I can't tell. It's never bloomed.
Okay. I
think it's one of those cone types, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. I want you to ask her a couple of questions when you talk to her. Find out if it's a blue one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is planted in Maine, you said?
No, it's in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
It's in Lincoln. Oh, okay.
I'm calling from Providence.
Okay, so that it should be. Once you get into the Providence area, you have a whole different climate than we do here in Maine. You're a lot warmer, and hydrangeas should do really, really well for you. But ask her a couple of questions. Ask her what the color is. Number one.
Uh-huh.
Ask her if she bought it at a nursery or was it a gift hydrangea that she received like at Mother's Day or Easter, and then she planted it in the yard when the weather got nice. That will make a difference. If it's a gift type hydrangea that she received in full bloom, that is a variety of hydrangeas that is a southern variety, and they don't do as well in New England as they do like Virginia and North and South Carolina. So that could be the problem. And if that's the case, there's a very, very good chance that it will not bloom. Now, if it's one that she bought at a nursery, tell her what she needs to do is to fertilize it with a rhododendron fertilizer. The blue hydrangea likes soils that are acidic. And some of the fertilizers that are designed for evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, holly, boxwood, things like that, are acid-based. And that should help the blue hydrangea to grow better, to mature, and to make flower buds. So ask her those questions, and I think that will answer a lot of her questions and give you what the problem is. But if it's one that she received, it probably will not flower. Dig it up, go to a nursery, and the state of Rhode Island is the major hydrangea grower for New England. There are more hydrangeas being grown in Rhode Island than any other place in New England. That's where they really get, and there's so many varieties being grown now. And but Rhode Island is a great state for horticulture. But if she got it as a gift, throw it out and buy one from a nursery. Thank you, Eldon. Ottman, who's up next?
Next we have Ellen, who's getting ready to start a new garden.
Ellen, good morning. You're getting ready to start a garden for next year or for the fall?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have two questions. One is on my raspberry patch.
Yes.
And the other is on an area that I want to clear for the spring. But it's
okay.
Very heavily overgrown. It's got small trees growing, all sorts of huge weeds, and it's like a jungle over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know how I would go about getting that ready for the spring. And on the raspberries, my raspberries are overtaking everything. So when can I transplant the new shoots, and when can I cut them back?
Okay. On the raspberries, when they finish blooming and fruiting, then you can start cutting them back. Because what happens is the branch that produces berries this year, next year will just make leaves. And those need to be removed so that new growth comes in to give you fruit for the following season. So once you've pulled the last berry off that branch, take your pruners, cut it right off at the ground, and throw it away. Transplanting is best done in the spring of the year. Right now, any of the shoots that you have are in full leaf, and when you cut the root system, if the weather should warm up like it normally should be in New England during the month of August, I mean, we should be getting 90s. We haven't even come close to it. So best thing for you to do is do the transplanting in March or April. Do the cleaning this time of the year for your raspberries. Now, for this new area, what you should do, get in there with pruners, loppers, and get all of these big plants, cut them right down to the ground. If it's more like briars and things like that, small vines, if you've got a push lawnmower, use the lawnmower and clear it out and cut down the vines and get this area free of vines and small plants that are there. If they're good-sized trees, an inch in diameter, then you may need to get shovels and tools to dig them out of the ground to remove them. But if you could get the bulwark done this time of the year and into the fall, then late in the season, when you've got everything cleared and the area ready, then you can rototill that area to get it ready for next spring. So clean that area, rototill the garden, put some lime down. You can put down organic matter like compost and animal manure and things like that, and get everything prepared now and in the fall so that next spring, when the weather changes and it says, okay, people, it's time to get outside and do some planting, your garden is ready. So while the days are cool is the time to do the heavy work. And that way it's a lot easier and more comfortable for you to do that. Thank you, Ellen. We appreciate the phone call. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, here we've got Gene, and he's got a plum tree he'd like to talk about.
Gene, tell me what's happening with your plum tree. And good morning.
I've had a plum tree for about 8 years now, and it's one of those fruit cocktail trees that you send away for in the mail.
Yeah, it has different varieties on it.
Yeah, it's got five varieties on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the leaves last 3 or 4 years keep getting a lot of holes in them. And I've been spraying during the winter with the oil, and then I've been using the Bonide fruit tree spray.
Yes.
I guess I probably haven't been using it regularly enough because it doesn't seem to have prevented the leaves from getting these tiny holes. I haven't got hardly any plums at all up until this year. And then wouldn't you know it, this year, after finally getting a good crop of plums, there was like a almost like a clear, almost looked like a jelly that was coming out of them.
Yep.
And then they were all turning black inside.
Yeah. That jelly that's in there is the result of insects that are in the plum. Why don't you hold on, Gene? And when we come back from this break, I'll tell you ways that you can prevent that from happening. But the main problem is we've had too much rain and it's washed the fruit tree spray off the plant. But you just hold on and we'll talk a little bit more.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-11.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club on this gorgeous Sunday morning. I hope you're all able to get outside. They're talking showers for tonight, but in the meantime, get outside. And you know, those of you that have a vegetable garden, if you're growing squashes, for example, do you know that the more you pick the squash, the more they're going to produce for you? Don't let a zucchini end up looking like a big club. Pick it when they're small. They have better taste, better flavor. The seeds are not going to be a problem for your digestive system. The goal of the plant is to make seed. And if you allow the zucchini to become 18 to 24 inches long, it's making the seed, it's achieved its goal, and it will slow down in the production of future squashes. So pick early and often. Oatman, who's up next?
Well, let's see. We've got Peter here, and he's got a maple tree he wanted to talk about.
Okay. Peter, what's happening with your maple tree? Let's try and fix it for you.
Morning, Paul. This is out on Martha's Vineyard. We've got a maple tree that's about 10 feet tall, about a 3-inch diameter, that turned nice and green in early June. It did have some deer rutting damage about 2/3 of the diameter, but since that damage, which was in the winter, it healed up. So there's still about 1/3 of the bark that goes up and is feeding the plant. But the tree leaves, which are fully mature in size, are a rust color, and they have been since June. They don't fall off. The tree looks very nice, but it is not green. It is a rusty color. We have some green foliage growing just below the deer damage. It has just started about 2 weeks ago, and we just don't know what to do with this this poor tree. It's we don't want to take it down. We were hoping that maybe it'll survive through the next winter, but we don't know.
Okay. Now, you said that the deer from rubbing their antlers on it have removed two-thirds of the bark all the way around, or one-third?
Two-thirds of the bark, leaving about one-third up and up the vertical intact.
Okay. And where they ripped off the bark, is there exposed wood there?
It is exposed, but it it is turned brown, like not a scale, but it's just turned brown, and the scar on the bark is actually healed.
Okay. What I want you to do is to see if the tree is beginning to grow new bark. And that's very, very important. If the tree is able to replace the bark from this rutting, from the deer rubbing his antlers on it, then the tree will be able to survive very, very well. If where the good bark and this scraping, there's no new bark filling in, that tree will never really mature into a great big tree in the future. So you have to, you've got to say to yourself, I planted this tree, I want it to produce shade for me, and I want it to look real good. If the tree has been damaged to a point where you feel that maybe not this year, but may give it one more year, if the tree is not producing new bark to cover the damage, the tree will get weaker and weaker every single year. It may grow, but it will never grow to its potential. And that's something that you're going to have to determine between now and next spring. The leaf damage is the result of the tree not being able to get the amount of nourishment out of the ground and water out of the ground to keep it green. So what I would do is this. That deer that did that scraping could be back next year during the winter. And if he comes back and he does it again, the tree's gone for sure. So there's a product that you can buy in the garden centers called Tangle Foot. And Tangle Foot is like a heavy grease, like a Vaseline-type product. And I would buy a tube of the Tangle Foot and put it on the tree itself, because if the deer puts his head up against it, he's going to get all that grease on his antlers and on his head, and he will not like it, and he will not touch that tree. Tangle Foot is usually put on buildings to keep pigeons from roosting, and it's also to keep insects from climbing up the trunk of the tree. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week.